1888.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
James Earl Jones.
Luke.
Again. Got lots to talk about, but first things first, friends, you know how it goes. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. You can check her out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Transitioned into a brand new website. I think it's second to none. You got to tell us what you think. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also check us out online on Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Folks, please do get busy. Do get busy and begin to follow, partake, leave comments, posts, and the such. That is BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Bradley Dean, one on my Twitter account. You can also follow me on my personal page and a fan page if you'd like. Updating them continuously, friends. That is Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E. Two different pages, Bradley Dean. Like them both, please. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, phone lines are open. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We're turning talk radio into do radio. Again, we are showing you our faith by our works. We're called to seek and save that which is lost. We're not called to hide out in the barracks, friends. No, we pray that God would burn down the barracks if that's where we like to hide out. Our job is to be out there and about the business of the Lord and seeking and saving that which is lost, turning men from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. What does that? The light of the truth and the light of man. What's his name? His name is Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Again, friends, if you'd like to check us out, you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. And folks, just so you know, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty, pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is, of course, is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's
head. True that.
Well, of course, you know, Christmas is officially over.
Christmas is
over? I said that pretty fast.
What is
fast.
Christmas? She's like a bumblebee.
Are you laughing at me?
Christmas is all right.
That was hilarious. Well, I'll try it again. Christmas is officially over. It did sound a little bit like a bumblebee, but we're sad about that. Of course, we've got New Year coming up here on Wednesday. But what we are doing is we do our product of the week every week. We've been having our Christmas packages during the Christmas season. But this week, we are featuring the Sons or Daughters of Liberty membership. This new year, what a perfect time to become a son or daughter of liberty.
No, we got to get serious about this, Stephanie, because I don't want to continuously and rhetorically talk about what needs to get done here, friends. You're ranking as bringing forth the Sons of Liberty as the number one talk show on Saturdays from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time on Genesis Communication Networks. Mm-hmm. We know you're listening. Right now we are ranking second. That means there's a lot of people listening to us. And if there's a lot of people listening, friends, we don't need just those that are going to sit by like a bunch of, oh, for a better way of saying it, pigs at a trough that are fed and they do nothing with it. Is that a nice way of saying that?
That didn't sound very nice,
well,
but I guess
it's like
basically what you're saying is don't
just cast your pearls before swine.
Well, and also, too,
we don't want to do that.
Don't just sit and hear the truth and do nothing with it. The pigs in a trough is a little
okay.
Okay, basically,
you get what I'm saying?
What you're saying is this: don't just sit here and get fat, so to speak, with the truth and say, "Wow, look at all this knowledge that I have." Go out and do something with us. Help support.
That's what
us,
I was saying.
Help support.
That
us
was diplomatic, but you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So basically, we want you to become a son or daughter of Liberty, and your sponsorship when you become a
it's
son
important.
Or daughter of Liberty really does help. It's a monthly donation. You pick the amount that you want to do. We've got different levels. We've got a regular membership level, a bronze level, silver, gold, platinum, and multi-platinum levels. All these different levels come with certain products that you'll receive, but everyone who becomes a son or daughter of Liberty is... ouch! What's this?
Honey, this is a bumblebee.
In case
Christmas is over. Remember, Christmas is over.
Well, that was funny, but it was a little too late. Like, you should have
a little slow
that up, like,
take. Yeah,
a
okay.
minute ago.
I was trying to make up for my crude comments I made. And friends, those that listen to me, you know what I mean.
Christmas is over.
Yeah. Not to cast pearls
like
before the swine. That's what I'm saying.
It did sound a little like a bumblebee. But
let's be partakers.
In all seriousness, when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, you help to support the radio show that's being broadcast in 53 countries, including the United States of America, our nationwide events that are held in high schools and colleges, tea parties, churches, communities, festivals, you name it, our weekly commentary, which is published on 35-plus different outlets nationwide. Who knows how many people read those? You know, it's exponential.
Stephanie,
it's
I got something important to say
tell.
Right now.
Yes.
During Christmas, we asked our little 3-year-old, what is it? And as he opened the present, he said, this.
That's true.
I had to share that.
Isn't that so
it was
cute?
Was he right?
He was right.
Yes. What is it? He said, this.
It's this.
He's exactly right.
So sweet.
I was just thinking.
All the memories of Christmas.
I just like to break up the monotony a little bit.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm trying to get this out, so can you just not?
Yeah, I'll do my best.
For just like 30 seconds, okay?
This is talk radio.
Now, when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, you'll receive a sponsorship certificate. Very nicely put together. An exclusive daily live stream of the Sons of Liberty Radio via webcast, which means you'll be able to see Bradley live every day, except for Sundays. So sad, but think of the 6 days during the week. And you also
Well, no, they could probably just download the show and watch
it
again.
That's true. You could do that as well.
Yeah, they could record it,
That's a great point. Yeah. And free access to all of our events in your area, plus 25% off the product of the week every week. It's not just once a week. You know, it's every week you can receive 25% off whatever we're featuring that week.
Yes.
Plus ministry materials based upon your sponsorship level, as we just discussed.
Okay, speaking of which, we are going out west this coming month here, next month, once we roll over into January.
West,
we are looking,
South Dakota.
We're going to be going to South Dakota. We're going to be going to California.
We'll keep you posted as we know more.
Yes.
So,
and if you'd like to book us as well, friends, you can do that. Now's the time to do that. It's 1-866-233-0747. Jace, do we have a phone call up here?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, because I have no information. Just saying.
It's just a light flashing. We'll use our imagination. So, to finish this
like
off.
It's like a Christmassy light or something.
It's like blinking red. It
but
is red.
I thought Christmas is over.
I'm not going to live this one down, am I? A month from now. Okay. You know, a month from now, we're going to sit there and have lunch, and he's going to say, so, Christmas is over?
I will.
And he's going to rub this into my face for a long time.
Yeah. Well, honey, you're the one that tells me every time I say, I think I made a mistake, you say, no. You
I
made
never
a mistake,
make mistakes.
You never did.
No, you always get that mess up. I never make mistakes. I thought I did once, but I was wrong. So if you'd like to become...
Well, isn't that what I just got done saying?
In so many ways.
Okay.
So if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, or call Liz at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come right back, friends. Sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves.
One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, friends. We're getting some phone calls, but friends, I got my guns loaded, so if you want to jump in on topic, you can do that. 1-866-233-0747. In other words, my cup overfloweth. I don't want anybody to think I got a gun sitting here in the studio ready to shoot it. Did you know that Stephen King said that if he was not making movies, that he'd be on top of a garage with a shotgun shooting at cars?
That doesn't sound very healthy.
No, that doesn't sound right. Well, he's not exactly right in the head anyways, I wouldn't think.
I wouldn't think so.
Some of the things that he comes up with in his imagination.
Yeah.
His dark imagination. We tried to get my three-year-old down here because last night he said he was going to pray during the radio show. And he's the little guy during Christmas. I think it was Grandma that said, "So what is that, honey?" And he said, "This."
It's this.
It's this. So last night when he was praying, I said, "Well, would you get on the radio with me tomorrow and pray?" And he said, "Yes."
Yes.
So
he's
and
a
then
little
he
shy.
Just, he just came down here, and I think he filled his diaper.
He's like,
so we'll work it out another time.
Maybe at the end of the show.
Hopefully,
we'll see how it works out.
Yeah.
But just to cap, or I should say recap, on what we were doing before with break, you can go ahead and call Liz at 1-866-233-0747. I think when we pick up the phone and answer, like, Flight of the Bumblebee will be playing.
Well, no, honey, it's because we know it's the end of Christmas. As long as we know it's the end of Christmas.
All right.
Christmas.
Sons and Daughters of Liberty, call Liz.
Okay.
Now, I'd like to share this nice comment we received. It's a YouTube comment about teachers praying on students, the video that we posted on Sons of Liberty Radio.
And they are.
Yep, and this is a YouTube comment that said, "This information is information that should be plastered all over the media, but of course they won't touch it. Parents need to stop this madness. So another reason to support the Sons of Liberty is we're speaking forth truths that people just don't want to touch.
If there's a reason that you're saying to yourself right now, why is it that this information does not get out there? Well, it does sometimes, friends, when people, there's enough outrage. It will get out there, but you also got to keep in mind it's controlled. They control the dialogue. They control the talking points. That's why it was such a big deal with Mr. Robertson last week, because the homosexuals lost the talking points in their dialogue. They lost control. And so in saying that, when you're talking about the topic of why are teachers preying on students, well, you know, the bottom line is you need to understand that six corporations own the state-run media. And when you begin to understand the source and why you're getting all the same information from all of the same sources, it's because it's all coming from the same source.
That would make sense. You know, literally, that reminds me. I remember one time we had watched a piece that people had put together of different news.
Behind the big news.
Behind the big news of different news anchors in a bunch of different outlets, news stations across America. And literally, the first sentence that all these news anchors said was literally line upon line, the same exact words. It was almost like, whoa, I couldn't believe that they didn't even change the wording at all. It was the same exact lines virtually through the whole piece. I know you're going to look that up right now, but in the meantime, I'd like to also say another YouTube comment video from the Price YouTube video that we have out there on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook said this. Eric said, the best summation of the cost of freedom, along with our country's founding fathers' belief in our Christian God, I have ever seen. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. I shared it publicly on my Facebook and sent it to my children. You are truly blessed and are a blessing for all of us. That was Eric. A couple other comments on there. Dave said everyone should listen. Jude said all Americans should watch. Excellent. So if you want to see that YouTube clip on the price of our freedom, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Sorry about that.
Also, what I like about the Facebook pages that we have on Sons of Liberty and also Bradley Dean is all the good gold nuggets. So I'm going to share a couple with you real quick. This one said by Benjamin Franklin, whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. True that. Said by Mr. Ben Franklin himself. And also, this is a nice one. I like that the, you know, Patton was a pretty sheepish guy, you know, he didn't really say what he felt. This is kind of a nice quote that I like on the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Georgie?
By George Patton, General George S. Patton, who said this, lead me, follow me, or get out of my way. That's a leader. So, some good gold nuggets of truth there. Please do like the pages on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and also Bradley Dean on Facebook.
Okay, let's try this, friends. But just to exemplify the point that we're talking about is concerning the media and how they're all saying the same things. I just went to YouTube. Again, we're doing live radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and I'm just pulling up a piece right now, and it says news anchors from a dozen U.S. networks all saying the same thing. So, hopefully we can all be on guard here. So let's go ahead.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
All across the country, friends.
Take some spring out of the Easter
same exact script.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
It's really not funny.
No.
Spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
These are all different news anchors across the country, friends.
Spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Goodness.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this
year. Do you think they're all reading the same
script? Economic factors may take some of the spring out of the
Easter
Bunny step this year.
I'm kind of getting
this is all across the country.
Can you believe that?
I totally believe it. Why is MSNBC and ABC and NBC and, you know, the newspapers, why are they all preaching the same message? Because it's all coming from the same source. Don't want to go there today, but we started talking about
it. Yeah, it's a good point.
It is a great point.
Good gold nugget of truth here on the Sons of Liberty.
Yes. And that's how easy it was to find.
Easy.
Yeah. No. Way.
That was real easy.
No, like way.
Did you get that easy?
Yes. Wow. This has been a show already, Stephanie.
I think so, too.
Should we just wrap everything up and say God bless you? Hey, friends, what I do want to do is I want to go to, everybody knows what's going on in the country right now. You've heard it 15,000 times from 15,000 different outlets. But again, what I always like to do is lay the foundation, give understanding so you can get some traction. It was King David that said, Lord, I thank you. He prayed that the Lord would take him out of the miry clay, the miry pit, and put his feet upon the rock and establish his goings. Well, the way to establish your goings is actually to give you a knowledge and pray that the Holy Spirit will bestow his witness upon you to turn you from darkness to the light, from the power of the enemy to the power of God, granting God the repentance. And the way that we do that is we go to the Word of God. And folks, I just got to tell you this because, again, we talk about this so many times, and Steph, you can interject any time. How many times do you hear people say, I love you, in the professed church?
It's almost overkill.
Oh, it's to the point of, you know what, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I just want to see it. I just want to see it. I just want to see it. Hi.
Oh, well, I think we've got our three-year-old.
Okay, well, you know what, maybe he was listening. Hey, Kwasi, do you want to go ahead and just start this up then? Oh, he doesn't want to. Why not? Do you want to pray? You want to kind of show everybody how you pray?
Nope.
Okay, well, let's kick it off then. Okay, come on. Let's pray before the show. Okay. And that's not working out.
I think he's too shy.
The point is, we hear about love constantly in the church. We see very little of it. People fling it off the top of their tongue like it's no big deal when they offer up their love. And I've given you the analogy in past shows, and it was interesting that when I first got saved 19 years ago, it was interesting that I had these 400 people that trophied me in their church, and they all loved me so much. And then one day I had to move, and I asked for some help, and I asked all those people that loved me so much if you could help me move a couple couches and a bed. And for some reason, not one of them was available. And yet they have the audacity to call love in action. And I want to tell you something, friends, and I want to challenge you scripturally to go to the Word of God at any time and tell me if I'm not telling you the truth. Where did God ever say that he loved you? Where did Jesus Christ ever say to the apostles that he loved them? Where did God, through any prophet in Scripture, ever say, I love you? I'm pausing purposely. He never did. Hey, folks, it's not there. When you go to 1 John 3:18, after the end of every radio program on the Sons of Liberty, I always tell you, I love you by what I do, not by what I say. Because the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, God and the Holy Spirit know it. And we know that love in Romans 5:5 comes from the Holy Ghost. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. I remember one time I even had an individual prophesy to me, and he kept saying, I love you, I love you. The Lord is saying, I love you, I love you. I looked at him, and I stopped him, and I said, hey, bro, can you tell me in Scripture where God ever said that? Because the Word of God is a sure word of prophecy, and I don't need some modern-day self-proclaimed prophet telling me God is saying he loves me when he never said it in Scripture. Folks, the Jesus loves you gospel, it's not there. It's all in demonstration. He showed us how much.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need. For beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Okay. Good drummer. Really is. You got a couple more days of that, and it's bye-bye. Should we play it all year round? I think we should. Hey, by the way, Chase, jump on the radio with me really quick. Can you share with the people as to how they jump on with live stream?
Yeah, if you go on to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store, you can become a son or daughter of Liberty, become a monthly sponsor, and then part of that package deal is our live stream 6 days a week with the radio.
Cool.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, talking about God loves you, has a wonderful plan for your life. We hear that all day long from the professing church, the modern gospel version of what love is. It's just talk today, friends, not an exemplification, a demonstration, yet Scripture tells us that we are written epistles for all men to read. Let's stick to Scripture, friends, and we're always going to be safe. It's when we get away with the opinions of man. You know this? Well, that's not my interpretation, Brad. Really? Huh. I didn't see where God said or Jesus said ever that he loved anybody. It was always a demonstration. For example, I have, again, speaking of sticking to the Scriptures, searched Scripture high and low for the Jesus loves you gospel. And friends, I can't find it. If you can find it, give me a call. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If it's there, I will gladly preach it. But nowhere can I find any of the apostles telling sinners that Jesus loved them. The Bible does say, for God so loved the world, in John 3:16. But each reference to the love of God is in a direct reference to the cross of Jesus Christ. You know, the cross that says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. Yep, that's right. That cross. You mean deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me? Yep, that cross. To he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Yep, that's the cross. Neither Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Yep, that's the cross. What about this one? If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. We mortify the deeds of the flesh through the Spirit. Yep, through obedience, because we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us, Romans 6. That's right. Yep, I know what you're talking about. You mean like the one, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof? That's right. By the way, even let me bring you over to the definition of poor, because when we hear poor in scriptures, we're not talking about those that are broke or been jilted to their girlfriend or their boyfriend, or they lost this or the other thing. That's not what that means, friends. It means that you are destitute of the righteousness of Christ. We are sinners saved by grace. When we're saved by grace, we are putting on the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And we are saved by what he has done, not by what we can do. So let me get back to this. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for the propitiation for our sins. Sacrifice, appeasement. God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. Come on, pastors, where are you at? You're listening to the number 2 talk show right now from Monday to Friday, and I know you're listening, and I know you're probably shouting at the radio right now saying, Bradley, that's just not true. Well, I'm sticking to Scripture. What are you sticking to? What you've heard, what your pastors preached? Let me go on. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. See the cross in the middle of every one of these scripture references? John 15:13. What about this one? Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay our lives down for our brethren. That is love. Christ hath also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being mortified to the cross, but quickened by the Spirit. Different love. Yep, it is. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, that is a verb, it's an action word, shall have everlasting life. He shall not perish. Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering. Yep, that's right. There's love. It's a sacrificial love, friends. It's a giving oneself up for the good of our brethren. That's what love is. Friends, how was it that the Apostle Paul, the man that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, knew that God loved him? Because if you look at Scripture, and keep in mind again, friends, 11 of the 12 apostles were martyred. Yet God, through Jesus Christ, loved the apostles. When we go back to Paul, he was often hungry, naked, whipped, beaten, stoned, and depressed at one stage. He even wanted to die. He had it. Enough is enough. He was mocked, hated, shipwrecked, in prison for years, and then finally martyred. But what did he look to for assurance of God's love for him? He didn't look at his lifestyle, because to the unlearned eye, it didn't exactly speak of God's caring hand for him. And let me just equate this, friend, so you can understand. Today, when the professed church in America... there's a real church, and there's a false church. There are sheep and there are goats, making distinction. Keep in mind, love today, for the most part, is equated in the professed church to man's fallen nature rather than being found in Christ's risen nature. Okay? We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. We're not called to be witnesses of the carnal man. The love that we see demonstrated today is a love that is selfish, namely lust. And you got to remember, love gives, lust takes. And the version of love we see today in the professed church is found in the makeup of the carnal fallen man through his emotions. Because again, love is principled, love is demonstrated, and love is selfless. And it is also fearless, because perfect love casteth out all fear. When we look at Paul, his abundant life wasn't it was certainly full, but it wasn't full of what we think it should have been if God loved him so much. Look at Paul, friends, lying half naked on a cold dungeon floor, chained to a hardened Roman guards. Friends, look at his bloody back, his bruised, swollen face. Hey, Paul! Hey, Mr. Christian, you've been beaten again. I got a question for you. Where's the love of God? Hey, where's your expensive chariot and your successful building program, Paul? Where's the evidence of God's blessing, Paul? What's that? What did you say? Did I hear you mumble through your swollen lips, Paul, that God loves you? Paul slowly lifts his head. His black and bruised eyes look deeply into yours. As they sparkle, he says two words. The cross. Wow, there's an anointing on this, friends. The cross. When we look at all those boys and girls coming back in boxes to Arlington or to some cemetery across the United States of America, today, did they love you? I didn't see them shouting off the rooftop saying how much they loved you. I seen them demonstrating how much they loved you, that they gave their life up for you. Look at the fathers and the mothers today that received news that their sons and their daughters have been killed in the line of defense, protecting me and you so we can maintain the liberties that God has bestowed upon us through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. I don't see the military walking around talking about how much they love America. Nope. I'm talking about the good boys and the good girls that serve we the people, that deserve our respect, that deserve honor. I don't see them walking around talking about how much they love us. I do see them laying down their lives for me and you. And isn't it the least that we can do, friends, is to do it back unto them? Namely, unto the Father and in the Son in Jesus' name. Hey, folks, the cross. The cross, the cross, the cross, the cross. The power of God unto salvation. Jesus was crucified through weakness, but he lived by the power of God. It's a different gospel, friends. It's a gospel of demonstration. Let me say this to those that think they know, but they know not, because they don't have the power and the witness of the Holy Spirit. When Scripture says, to he who hath the Son hath life, to the professed church in America, I got a question. Where's the life that he promised to those that bear the cross? Because the Spirit of God is going to bear witness to the truth, not to your lie. You see this all the time. Paul understood the cross. Jesus said to, through the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Ghost said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Read 2 Corinthians 11, friends, when you get some time. You want to see what that guy went through? You think you're having a bad day? Read that chapter and tell me how good of a life you have. Let me equate it to this. Yesterday we were in a shopping mall, and I was going back and forth with my wife talking about some of the problems that we have in America. And all of a sudden, I seen a little girl walk. She's about 5, 6, 7 years old. She was walking down the hallway in this mall, and neither one of her feet worked. They weren't functioning. They weren't operating the way God intended. And she had these braces on her arm, and boy, she was getting around. And I looked over at her, and I shut my mouth. I said, that's how bad we have it. And you know what was interesting is this little girl that couldn't walk, she had no use of her legs, she had a smile on her face. How bad do we have it, friends? We don't. We are blessed with power. We are blessed with freedom to remain and stand up and fight as those that fought before us, namely the Christ on the cross and those that name the name of Christ that bear their cross for the good of others. That is love.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Speaking about the cross, speaking of Paul, the man that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, as that man of God painfully reached into his blood-drenched tunic and carefully pulls out a letter he had written in his own handwriting while he was in jail, beaten, bloody, whipped, scourged. If you look at Paul, his trembling, blood-stained finger points to one sentence in particular. You strain your eyes in the dim light and read, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. See, Paul knew that when God created the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, and the sky that surrounds this massive earth, he displayed to humanity his incredible love, his majesty, and his glory. And in the same way, the cross of Calvary displayed to humanity the evidence of God's love towards us. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. See, this was the source of Paul's joy. And friends, thus his strength.
Again, Galatians 6:14, Paul said, but God forbid that I should glory except in the cross. But today, if there's an economic recession, those who look solely to material blessings as evidence of God's love will think that God's forsaken them. But those that look to the cross as a token of God's love, however, will never doubt his steadfast devotion to them. It's completely backwards to the carnal mind. And to the spiritual mind, they are contrary one to another. See, the cross is the show of God's love for the world. The demonstration, friends. It is the focal point of our message. See, because Calvary's cross is the very evidence and the essence of the gospel. But, friends, I've lost count of the times I've heard preachers of the gospel, the good news, which is not good news, to men that are still in their sin, unrepented of, fail to even mention the cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus told the Pharisees that they had omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith, and therein is our message, law, judgment, mercy, and faith. And that's the proper arrangement. It's scriptural. It is because of judgment that we need mercy, and the way to obtain mercy is through faith. So what exactly am I saying? I'm saying that it is a grave error to tell an impenitent, unrepentant sinner of God's love in Christ without direct mention of the cross. Why? Because the Bible doesn't do so. And how can we mention the cross without reference to sin? And how on earth can we mention sin without reference to the law? I ask, is the sinner of today more learned than the Apostle Paul, who said in Romans 7:7, I had not known sin but by the law? Has God changed his mind in using the law to bring knowledge of sin? Because, friends, if we want to show sinners that Jesus loved them, we must do so biblically or they will spurn his love. Hey, Chase, jump on the radio with me.
Yes, sir.
You just went to a church yesterday.
Yeah.
Where the man was railing on God's government, namely his law.
Yep.
How did that go over?
I got up and walked out. I couldn't really handle it. But the analogy you used was that God and his law and us, it's like a little kid standing at a whiteboard with a bunch of undone math problems.
Yep.
And he said, the little boy said something remarkable. He said, I'm not an underachiever, you're an over-expector, saying that we should be saying to God that he's over-expecting if we aren't obeying his law.
Yeah.
It just blew
God,
my mind.
God, in other words, God made the mistake when he was establishing his government. Is what he's saying. He's railing on the law, which is holy, the commandment, holy, just, and good. Now, why would anybody do that if they really understood grace? Because grace is the fulfilling of the law.
They wouldn't.
Faith is the fulfilling of the law. And what they have is you have an individual that is carnal trying to understand the spirituality of God's law. The law is spiritual. I am carnal, sold under sin. So you have a preacher there railing on God's schoolmaster that actually drives them to the foot of the cross, Galatians 3:24. He doesn't understand what? The cross.
Yep.
And if he doesn't understand the cross, what are you going to have? You're going to have a bunch of false converts and mushroom converts who have never been saved in the first place.
Right, a lifeless church.
And those people are going to be the very people in the strength and the arm of the flesh to persecute the what? The spiritual church that does understand the cross.
Not to mention, you get so many people out there who say, well, I had a bad experience at this church or that church or the other thing, and so they leave the gospel or they leave the church instead of pursuing after righteousness and pursuing after the word. They just leave it all together. When I was out on the streets, that was the number one thing I heard was, well, I'm done with that church stuff because I got scarred here, here, and here by lifeless church.
You know what? But so am I.
Right.
And if he's the author of my faith, he's going to also be the finisher of my faith.
Amen.
He has held me to the point of where I'm at today.
Yep.
And if I'm truly saved, then I'm his business. I don't need a counselor calling all these people up, saying you need to come back to church so someone else can wound you in the church.
Truth.
No, see, these people, I'm just making a point with what you said.
Yep.
These people that say, well, I've had it with the church. No, really what it comes down to, God didn't give me what I want, so therefore I don't want to go seek him anymore.
Right.
They have the same Bible that I do. If they understand that they are to deny themselves, take up the cross, and follow the Lord, they're going to understand who he is.
Right.
If they don't deny themselves, they're going to get confused, and sooner or later, they're going to be at war with God.
Right.
And that's exactly what you're seeing in America today. Let those that name the name of Christ depart from what? Iniquity. Lawlessness.
Right? Lord, Lord, I thought we prophesied in your name, and I thought we cast out devils, and we even raised the dead, Jesus, in your name. And the Lord's going to look at him and say, you know what? Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And that's exactly what you see today. But it's also interesting that the modern-day church, speaking of these false preachers that you're talking about, these hirelings, these are also the people that are giving these people a false hope, saying that, you know what, once saved, always saved. Well, if they're saved, then they're going to act. You're going to see the fruits of the Spirit in their life because they are saved. And what they lack is the fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways. Hey, folks. Remember how I was just speaking about that little girl? She kind of jumped in there on a little rabbit trail I had. Her feet, her little feet didn't work, and she was literally walking down the hall. And I was complaining about some of the problems that I was having with my wife. And I turned over and I looked at her, and I just shut my mouth instantaneously. And I looked at my wife. And I said, I thought I was having a hard day. I was having a bad day. I have nothing to complain about. I look at this beautiful little girl. Man, she was just chucking right along, friends. And she had those crutches that went on her forearm and then her hands. And she was moving. And she had a smile on her face. And I thought, you know, if she's not complaining, everything in my anatomy works properly, and I praise God for that. I have no reason to complain either. Matter of fact, Father, I got to say, I have a problem, and it's weighing heavy on me, and I can't think about anything but my problems night and day. But before I bring it to you in prayer, Lord, I suppose I should pray for those who are less fortunate than me, those in this world who have hardly enough food for this day, and those that don't have a roof over their heads at night. I also pray for families who have lost loved ones in sudden death, for parents whose children have some sort of illness, leukemia, and the such. For the many people who are dying of brain tumors, for the hundreds of thousands who are laid waste with terrible cancers, for people whose bodies have been suddenly shattered in car wrecks, for those who are lying in hospitals with agonizing burns all over their bodies, whose faces have been burned beyond recognition. Lord, I pray for people with emphysema, whose eyes fill with terror as they struggle for every breath merely to live, for those who are tormented beyond words by irrational fears, for the elderly who are racked with the pains of aging, whose only escape is death. Lord, I pray for people who are watching their loved ones fade before their eyes to the grief of Alzheimer's disease, for the many thousands who are suffering the agonies of AIDS, for those who are in such despair that they are about to commit suicide, for people who are tormented by the demons of alcohol and drug addiction. I pray for the children, Lord, who have been abandoned by their parents, for those who are sexually abused, for wives held in quiet despair, beaten and abused by cruel and drunken husbands, for people whose minds have been destroyed by mental disorders, for those who have lost everything in floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, and earthquakes. I pray for the blind, who never see the faces of the ones they love or the beauty of a sunrise, for those bodies are horribly deformed by painful arthritis, for the many whose lives will be taken from them by murderers, for those wasting away on their deathbeds in the hospitals. But most of all, Lord, I cry out for the millions who don't know the forgiveness that is in Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, who is alive forevermore, who sees all things, that a sparrow will not fall to the ground without my Heavenly Father knowing it. Father, for those who in a moment are going to suffer eternal fire, because they will be eternally damned to everlasting punishment. Father, I pray for them. Now for my problem, strange enough, I can't seem to remember what it was. In Jesus' name I pray.
Excellent point. Wow, it really does. When you look upon things like that, it's unbelievable. If you'd like to support the ministry, please do call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747 for your end of the year donation. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
First John 3:18, love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this is truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.